to believe it's Sunday, July 9th, 2017.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kim Jong-un warns Donald Trump he is pushing North Korea to the brink of nuclear war. That's the headline for the Daily Mail up on Infowars.com. We've got Trump's huge success over in Germany amidst all the communist Soros-funded groups running around and burning down cars and buildings and attacking people. We've got massive CNN caught in more fake news. We've got the Pope flipping out, saying world government's in crisis, saying the U.S. and Russia should not be allies. It's all coming up. But first, a very important report from John Bowne as the fake media tries to protect voter fraud. White House aide, the fake news complex is collapsing. Sebastian Gorka lays it all out. Trump tweeted, I'm extremely pleased to see that CNN has finally been exposed as fake news and garbage journalism. It's about time. Maybe fake news isn't the right term, but fraud news or criminal news. Trump also says, what are they trying to hide? Trump questioned states refusing to show voter ID information. You know why? Because Harvard this year has already done a study where they sampled 10,000 people randomly from voter rolls, and they found a percentage that if you compared it to the general election and voting rolls, it would be 5.7 million illegals that voted, not to mention people voting in the names of dead people. It's a well-known Democratic Party operation for 100 years or more to keep the newspapers, to see who's died, to then go check the voter roll and then give those names. Normally about 10 people, 10 dead people are given to each person that votes illegally, and they go around the different precincts, and that's what they do. The average is 10 times. We have Democrats on video in New York and D.C. and other areas, top-level Democrats saying, we're organizing the biggest fraud ever, F Trump.
Oh, like minority neighborhoods, like black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods?
And Chinese, too.
Why do they do that? Just to get, like, more votes for Democrats? Or
almost themselves. They're all running for office.
Oh, yeah, for, like, their candidates? For when they're
for the city assembly, for whatever. They get buses, they move people around.
And they almost stole the election. Five states were stolen. They almost stole six others. Homeland Security under Obama was trying to break into the computers, but the state officials stopped it. Obama's answer was to say, I signed an executive order federalizing the elections. And now Trump is trying to defederalize it. But all he said was, hey, states, share with me the voter ID rolls. And then we want to index this just with people that are dead and people that aren't citizens. We can run it right through the computer. And they said, no way. 20 states that are still Democrat-controlled, all of them Democrat, said, no way, Jose. Now, I thought no illegals voted. I thought no dead people voted. And now more and more is coming out, even the Associated Press of Homeland Security, trying to break into the computers on election night. I mean, what do you think's going on when CNN was sampling 36 points in some of their polls against Trump? They were adding 36 percentage points in and admitting it in their methodology. Of course, Hillary was winning by 67% when you add 30-something percent more on top of it. Because the real polls, the internal polls, the scientific polls, the big Google data polls, some of which were in the news, others of which I talked to high-level executives and high-level people in Congress and high-level folks in the CIA, Trump was 20 points ahead when he came out of that Republican convention. On election day, in an index of internal polls, he was 14 points ahead of Hillary. 14 points. Remember, I told you all this during the election. They had thousands of articles lying. Alex Jones says Trump's really 15 points ahead, 20 points ahead. But what happened on election day? He had such a mega landslide that despite all the fraud and everything they threw, he still won by the Electoral College. And that's why I root for Trump so much. He is totally for real. They're absolutely out to get him. This is history we're all witnessing.
answers, well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turned, there is a season turned.
I am very, very proud of the fact that I've never worked for any government agency, never worked for a think tank, never worked for a large corporation. I have engineered InfoWars in the last 22 years simply by trying to tell the truth, doing research, and working with the audience. And we now reach conservatively more than 45 million people a week that either tune in or watch the show. That's not counting readers and other folks that might just get partial pieces of what we're doing, but actual people tuning in to this radio / TV transmission, 45 million a week conservatively, one way or another. And there are now scores of other independent journalists out there, like Mike Cernovich and Paul Joseph Watson and Gavin McGinnis and others, that individually are conservatively reaching 15 million people a week each. Just yesterday, I went and counted up on Watson's four or five channels how many views he's had in the week. He's been partially on vacation this week. 16 million views. I went and counted up Cernovich's views, and it was over 11 million. That was on Saturday. I went and looked at what McGinnis was up to, and it was in the tens of millions. And that's just, again, if you look at a few of the channels, you have to add it all together in the aggregate. You have to go look at Watson's Facebook that has about five times the views of just one of his YouTube channels. And I don't say that up front to brag. I say it so the listeners understand we are the largest minority. The world is balkanized. The world is lots of different niche groups. Over 10,000 denominations of Protestantism. You've got hundreds of sects of Islam. 80% of it's Sunni. You've got all the different liberal splinter groups. You've got all the different 50-plus sexual persuasions. The world is balkanized. It's atomized by country, by population. And in a way, that's our strength because one tyranny or one system can't take over. It's true diversity. It's true richness. But if you pull back, CNN's average show has about 100,000 viewers. Their top shows have about 500,000 to 600,000. And it's dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. But getting back to the first thing I said, it's an illusion that mainstream media is even on its last legs. It knows that it's collapsed. It knows it's already totally compromised and totally discredited. It knows it's universally reviled, except by a very small group of mindless trendies who are complete losers and followers and don't know how to tie their shoelaces or wipe their hind ends without help, literally. I don't say that with pleasure. It's very sad how stupid they are. But the reason I make the point that I'm very proud of the fact that we organically grew and never had big corporate funding, never had establishment support, because that's really the brass ring everybody's looking for, especially in the year 2017, now more than halfway into the year, on this Sunday, the 9th day of July 2017. Now, that said, the reason I raise that point is that because we are organic, we're honest. Take the term information war, info war. That's now what Hillary uses. It's what the Pentagon uses. It's what is discussed all over the media for the last few years. It's been the big buzzword. And why is it the big buzzword? Because they've been engaged, the criminal interests that have hijacked our country and much of the world, in information warfare against us. And so when I was studying what they'd done to us, the operations they were carrying out against us, and talking to people who'd been in Air Force intelligence and the CIA and the FBI, old retirees that were going down to city council meetings and stuff and fighting globalism, fighting gun control, they told me, son, you're engaged in information warfare against the enemy. Call it that. So I've never been in an intelligence agency. But basically what we've done with InfoWars is bring back what America was with a 2.0 spin on it to resist the globalist. And now I can chronicle where we've been first on almost every major story because we are actually doing the real research and not even following what mainstream media puts out or their talking points. They're designed to keep people in the dark and to put people in false paradigms. We're really tracking how governments run, how corporations run, how systems operate. And that's why InfoWars is the number one broadcast listened to at the Pentagon, in intelligence agencies, and in foreign governments, because they know why we're demonized at MSM. They know why we're attacked. It's because we're over the target, and we've provided the decompartmentalization into the public sphere, but also behind the curtain of government control that has allowed the internal debates to be triggered to now lead us to the point we are today. That's why the MSM hates InfoWars. It's why they demonize us. It's why they attack us. Because they know that you did get Trump elected. Alex Jones didn't get Trump elected. InfoWars doesn't get the credit. You, the audience that are informed and involved and symbiotically giving us info, you give us info, we give you info. We are the rebirth of Americana. We are the true melting pot. We are the true diversity. We are the true empowerment. We are the true renaissance that made America the apple of the world's eye. Not because we were perfect, but we were the best that had yet been achieved. And the globalists, the royalty, the robber barons, the monopoly men, they couldn't compete with that. So they've been trying to take it over and use that engine of success to dominate the globe while blaming free market for the crimes they've committed. But all of that is now being reversed, not in some overnight success story as it appears to be, but through long, laborious labor and action against the dominant corporate media 60, 70 years ago. But they're not dominant anymore, are they? And so understand, we are living in a magical, amazing, very positive time, but also extremely dangerous because the enemy is very, very scared and very, very desperate. Let me give you an example. 5 years ago, we had Tosh Plumlein, admitted CIA contractor, famous operative. We had Colonel Tony Schaefer on. We had a bunch of other guests on. And then 3 years later, Cy Hirsch came on the show and said, good job with your reporting. It's been dead on. Here's the evidence that our military, now 5.5 years ago, said, no, Obama, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda taking over Syria. We're not going to back the Arab Spring anymore. This is a setup with big foundations to turn radical Muslims loose and overthrow secular governments and kill Christians and non-radical Muslims. And our own military told Obama no. And for 5 years, there's been a stalemate where our military worked with Russia to take out the Al-Qaeda. Now, ISIS threat, it's almost gone. Only a few pockets left. And I told you then a deal had been made with Assad to step down and have elections once we forced Al-Qaeda and ISIS out. Now, we are about to reach that point. And you saw Rex Tillerson on Friday in his press conference say agreements had been made. He didn't allude to the specifics, but that Assad would then prepare for elections and to leave next. And that they'd had those meetings with Russia, and that Russia agreed we needed ceasefires and to move towards that. I told you 5 years ago, super secret classified information that I was allowed to give you. I'm not under intelligence agencies' control. People know I'm Americana. I tell the truth. I really love the country. I really am fighting for prosperity and freedom and security and good decisions. And so the very patriots in the government told you and you alone about the soft coup against Obama and about the deals that were made. And now you see on Friday exactly what I told you, certified and confirmed 5 years later. That's why they hate us. That's why they make up all these lies about what we say and what we do, because they're desperate you not tune in and actually find out what's really going on months, years beforehand. We're going to break down giant news on the other side.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It is very, very refreshing to every few months see new activists, journalists, really arriving on the scene, many of which have already been laboring in obscurity for years, and just exploding in popularity with the general public, because that means our culture war of Americana, of free market, of common sense is returning, and it shows in the marketplace of ideas we're really winning. Mike Cernovich will be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. The Council on Foreign Relations is writing big articles against him, calling for him to be shut down. Leo Zagami, another investigative journalist of over 15 years' work, who first exposed the gay orgies at the Vatican bust days and days before mainstream media picked it up. He also exposed the fact that the Pope's right-hand man was a procurer of young boys for sex slavery. He said that on my broadcast 5 years ago and again last year. Leo Zagami from Rome will be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. So the second hour is going to be jam-packed today. Because of that, we're not taking any calls, but I will be taking a lot of calls like I did last week, this week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., with the weekday four-hour transmission. And again, next month, we're going to launch David Knight in the morning for 3 hours. That'll be announced the next week or so, the name of the show, and more details. Then we're going to be launching broadcasts with Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, and many, many others. We've got so many people wanting to join and wanting to launch radio shows / TV that I have got my hands full. I'm not complaining, but we are right now trying to hire extra crew, get more people trained. We are certainly expanding our infrastructure. So thank you all for your hopes, your prayers, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com, because this is the house that you built. Okay. Let me break down the news that's coming up. We've never been closer to war with North Korea. It could trigger a worldwide thermonuclear war. But even liberal publications admit Trump doesn't have many choices left. We'll explain why coming up. We also have the media demonizing President Trump, saying he was Dr. No at the G20. Just like Ron Paul, he should be known as Dr. No. Because he won't go along with the carbon taxes. He won't go along with the open borders to the Middle East. He won't go along with all the rest of the garbage they're pushing. And he won't go along with the G20 trying to vote to have the U.S. pay more dues to NATO and the U.N. So, yes, the old days of everybody deciding to dictate what the U.S. is going to do are over. Trump is negotiating a lot of good deals with China and Mexico and others, but they're reciprocal. They're reciprocal. Like Sergeant Hartman says in Full Metal Jacket, I bet you're the type of guy that would do you know what to somebody and not even have the common decency to give them a reach around. I don't mean to be gross here, but that's kind of what's going on here. Is America has been completely sold out. Our infrastructure is falling apart. We buy baubles from China. They build giant roads and dams while we destroy our dams. We sent Trump to the White House to not sell us out and not be a globalist. And now Trump's nationalists are triumphant after Europe trip. He's done 2 Europe trips and done exactly what he said he would do. That is all coming up as well. We saw massive rioting and looting in Hamburg after the meeting. And we saw the mayor of New York disgustingly going there and helping captain the rioters that were hitting citizens in the back of the head and burning cars and looting buildings and robbing family-owned grocery stores. So truly, truly disgusting activity going on there. We're going to be getting to all of those videos, many of which I've retweeted at Real Alex Jones. We've also got some really good news. Nancy Pelosi has basically won her leadership battle so far to remain the leader of the Democratic Party in the House. Chuck Schumer is still the leader in the Senate. These are horrible, disconnected, corrupt, filthy anti-American elites that everyone hates, including Democrat constituents. But their arrogance ensures the Democratic Party will continue its horrible nosedive while we the people deal with the number one threat. And that is the Republican, blue blood, evil establishment, Paul Ryan and others. So that is huge news. And adding luscious cherry on top, ladies and gentlemen. Huffington Post, Breitbart, Associated Press are all reporting this delicious, fabulous piece of news. Sad Hillary Clinton pondering frontline role in midterm elections. That's right. She plans to general a counteroffensive against our D-Day operations and intends to send her panzer divisions to the Ardennes Forest led by Zeb Dietrich. Oh, excuse me. That's back to another tyrannical fight. I'm not talking about 1944. I'm talking about 2017. Excuse me. Sad Hillary Clinton pondering frontline role in midterm elections. Clinton has her eye on districts in which she defeated Donald Trump, according to a source. Yes, you mean the six states that she stole? The five states she stole, the six she tried to steal. Got that flipped. Defeated Democratic presidential nominee. She stole that from Bernie, wasn't the nominee. Hillary Clinton is considering her role in the campaign of 2018. Midterm elections, multiple sources told The Hill. Clinton, who has been a prominent figure in the Democratic Party for many years, having served as First Lady of the United States, a senator from New York, and a Secretary of State under Obama, who helped launch the Arab Spring, has already launched a PAC aimed at supporting Democrat candidates in the next year's election. Let's hope she's just not running a PAC to swindle a bunch of Democrats and keep the money like she normally does. Let's hope she's actually planning on captaining and honchoing and being the head ringwraith trying to execute that. That will be delicious. We've already seen a bunch of coughing fits when she emerges from her subterranean warrens and just doddering and stumbling around and spewing lies and blaming. She says InfoWars, Alex Jones commands the Russians. What's more ridiculous than the Russians causing a Trumpian landslide? I command the Russians. Yes. Remember 2 weeks ago? And Podesta's come out and said the same thing. I don't know which one of them is right in the talking points, but it is some really good unintentional humor. So that's coming up. Here's another one. Queen Elizabeth hires her first ever black assistant. Yes, the Transylvanian royal house that poses as Germans, that poses the Windsors, who poses Brits. They are certainly, let's just say, well-known racists, so it's interesting and funny. Just to see that, because they're always pushing political correctness and everything else to everybody else. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with the big North Korea news. And then I'm going to get into this piece of news. Pope Francis decries very dangerous alliance between the U.S. and Russia. What about you being surrounded by little boy rapers, devil worshipers, pedophiles, and the gay orgies, buddy? You shouldn't be able to run anything.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a guy like you. Meet a guy like you.
All right, let me give you the really hardcore news. Kim Jong-un warns Donald Trump in a statement he is pushing North Korea to the brink of nuclear war. This statement came after he said the day before that the ICBM that they fired successfully was a test package for a gift they want to give the United States, which is mass death and total destruction. They're also, quote, threatening to, quote, kill everyone in South Korea and kill everyone in Japan. And Japan is saying nothing, doing nothing to North Korea. They just sit there while Kim Jong-un, again, perfect dictator, third generational, never worked a day in his life, totally delusional, can hardly walk. He's so degenerate and so lazy. And he's got a bunch of sycophantic psychos worshiping him. And that's the problem. I've talked to the experts that have been inside North Korea, the journalists, experts from the White House, a wide range of people. And they say Kim Jong-un, his father, Kim Jong-il, was partially under Chinese control. Under Kim Jong-un, it's way worse. China has no control. Last week, he threatened to attack China if they didn't stop sanctions against him. So he is completely delusional, completely out of his mind. He's killed most of his own family, including his brother. And it's just the classical Caligula spoiled brat in power mode. And he's got nuclear weapons, thanks to Bill Clinton. That's even in mainstream news. You can thank Bill Clinton and Hillary for transferring the missile secrets and the fissile material via the reactors and the fissile material to North Korea. So a lot of the media is trying to blame Trump for this. This has been brewing for years. There has been a ceasefire since the war went to a ceasefire way back at the end of the Korean War in July of 1953. It lasted 3 years. It killed 373,000 in South Korea, 229,000 wounded, 387,000 abducted or missing by the North, multi-generations living in slavery up there. And in North Korea, 1.55 million estimated. Total U.S. dead troops, 178,000, 32,000 missing. Amazing. Just think about the magnitude of this. And since the DMZ was set up in 1953, there's been some shelling and some bombing on both sides, and the North is routinely grabbing fishing boats and U.S. vessels and Japanese vessels and taking people to forced labor camps. I mean, it's what they do. And now, the country is unraveling. It's falling apart. China's put big sanctions on it. Russia has threatened military action. Russia shares a small border with it as well. And the isolated, delusional megalomaniac, he's now threatening to nuke everyone, testing missiles, and then wonders why we're doing joint drills, which we've always done, with the South Koreans. And his answer is telling President Trump, don't play with fire on a powder keg, close quote. We have nuclear weapons and we'll use them. You can read the Daily Mail quotes and his statement to Trump up on Infowars.com. Kim Jong-un has warned President Donald Trump about threatening North Korea. The North Korean despot oversaw the country's first ICBM launch last week. The U.S. responded to Kim's test live fire with live fire missile drills in South Korea. Here's the headline out of the Associated Press. Trump Asia allies seek counter to North Korea's menace. U.S. bombers carry out exercise in South Korea and show of force to the North. Do we wait till he loads a nuclear device on top of one of these missiles? Do we wait till he actually does it? Because Trump a month ago said, oh, North Korean leader's a smart cookie. Maybe he'll work with us and stop firing these missiles. Maybe we can get the sanctions off. Maybe he'll give up his nuclear program. Their response was to start shooting more missiles off and threatening to use artillery on South Korea's capital city. What, 8 million people, Seoul. So he's got the gun aimed at the world. He's threatening everybody. And as his weapons get more advanced, and as his missiles get more advanced, we're just sitting here while he threatens us doing nothing. And Trump's saying our patience is running out, and his answer is to get more belligerent. He's the one. He's the problem. Another communist dirtbag, just like Cuba, just like Venezuela, with the left blaming Trump. Well, even Communist China is now against North Korea. Even Russia's against North Korea. And Trump has got Putin more and more coming in against North Korea and China doing it as well in a stroke of diplomatic mastery. And now we have the Pope hooked in with the EU, with the globalists, saying it makes him nauseous. That's a close quote this year in a major Catholic paper, to hear about Europe's roots and not letting more Muslims in. This globalist pope firing all the conservatives, pushing sexual education on children, And now he says we have a distorted vision of the world because we're, quote, working with Russia, and it's a dangerous alliance. That's coming up at the start of the next segment. Then we'll look at the Catholic Church hijacked by this globalist and who it's really made an alliance with. Muslim immigrants must not assimilate, says progressive ally Linda Sarsour. That's a new quote. She was at a Hamas meeting last week and said, Donald Trump has her saying launch a jihad. Why hasn't she been deported? Why was she given $200+ million by George Soros? Why does she lead America's women's movement as a sick joke with USA Today having her put hijabs on women as a, quote, act of solidarity for feminists? Why is she on in a photo last week hugging the mayor of New York? She'd be stoned or executed in her Muslim countries for touching an unrelated man. But they come here to the lap of freedom, and then they piss all over it and complain and say, we're anti-Islam. No, lady, I can't move to your Muslim countries as a Christian. I'll be killed. You're the people that aren't open. You're the people that aren't inclusive. And you come here to an inclusive society, link up with the left, and get in all our faces and try to bully us into submission. It ain't happening. Now, that's a little bit heavy news. We've had over 6,000 memes, both video and images, sent to us. Part of the $20,000 contest that will end on Wednesday, we'll announce the winner by Friday, Paul Watson's running it, is that you post it to social media. So everybody who hadn't done that, be sure and do it, then send us your link. Incredible job. We are getting such amazing stuff. Obviously, it's not really designed for radio, but I'm going to play a few that are better. This is Bugs Bunny. They're controlling the conductor, and then Donald Trump as RoboCop coming into a liquor store while they're trying to kill him. And then we'll go to break, come back with all the big news, but here's some of the super meme contest against CNN that's taking the internet by storm. It's Trump's head on Bugs Bunny. Remember where he's got the conductors? Who's CNN? Which shows he's playing him like a fiddle. You did not build your business. Obamacare is free. Your children do not belong to you. Turn in your guns. Cowboys are bad. ISIS is good. Arrow Spring is good. We love you. Just submit to us. Do what the Pope says. But he's not raping children. Yeah, his number two guy running giant child kidnapping rings. All confirmed. No big deal, though. Just everything we said proven right. We have the guests who expose it all coming up next hour. And then CNN puts out its full fight and is brought to its knees. And the whole place collapses. You know what? Let's go out to break with RoboCop. We have just enough time. Let's play RoboCop. Here he comes into the liquor store. The guy shoots at him. CNN fires all their lies.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
We're very proud. This is one of the entries. We have thousands of these. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the North Korea situation is basically rotting on the vine, could drop anytime. And we're going to have to be resolute if North Korea starts loading a nuclear weapon on top of one of those missiles or keeps threatening to nuke everybody. But it shows the projection of a mentally ill, psychopathic narcissist like Kim Jong-un, that he's the one threatening to vaporize the U.S., annihilate Japan, completely destroy South Korea. He's already enslaved and starved millions of his own people. That he's making all these threats and then wondering why U.S. forces and Chinese forces and Russian forces are all massing on his borders. Because you're getting ready to get taken out, bro. I've talked to people at CENTCOM. I've talked to people at Special Forces, Special Operations Command, all of it. The word is that the finger is on the trigger on North Korea because Kim Jong-un is waving a gun around in a crowded theater, aiming it at people saying, I'll kill you, I'll shoot you. It's like guys that pull a gun on cops and then the cops shoot them and they go, The cops killed him, but then they admit the guy pulls a gun. But it's beyond pulling a gun. He's pulled it. He's shooting it off in the air saying, I'll kill you. What are we supposed to do? Now, I've talked a lot about this, just like we told you that there was a big gay sex orgy at the main office of the Inquisition. That's the internal heretical police force of the Vatican. It got busted by the Vatican police itself. We told you first about that 3 days before it broke in mainstream news last week. We also told you from all our sources that Trump didn't meet with any Russians until he was president-elect, which is totally normal. And we told you Trump was meeting with the Russians to get dirt on Hillary and the $30-plus million that her and Podesta got for the uranium. Everything Hillary did, they blamed Trump with, as you now see. Well, the New York Times has it. Trump Jr. met with Russian lawyer to get dirt on Hillary. That is now in the New York Times. You can go back to our articles where we explained that's why they met. And that's why the Democrats were so scared. As Trump gets into office fully, now 6.5 months in, and as he gets his people in place, he gets his Justice Department in place, they've been fighting to keep that happening. It's taken Trump the longest of any president because they've been blocking him because they know. Now, the media is trying to spin it. Oh, see, proof of collusion. No, not during the election. After the election, yes, give us proof, give us evidence of the crimes. But they're trying to spin that like, oh, see, the Russians did help you. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Totally amazing. And then the FBI director had to admit Trump never ordered him to stop the investigation. Their whole thing is falling apart and they're panicking and they don't know what to do. So they're trying to spin it. Oh, look. Drudge asked the question, was Donald Jr. set up, though? Because we know the Russians have been playing both sides of this. President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton. President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton before agreeing to meet with Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer during the 2016 campaign, according to three advisors to the White House briefed on the meeting and two others who acknowledged it. The meeting was attended by the campaign chairman, Paul J. Manafort, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Mr. Manafort and Mr. Kushner only recently disclosed the meeting. No, Roger Stone talked about it here 3 months ago. Though not in content in confidential government documents describe the New York Times. The Times reports the existence of a meeting on Saturday, but in subsequent interviews, the interviews and others revealed the motivation behind it. The meeting at Trump Tower on June 9, 2016, 2 weeks after Donald J. Trump clinched the Republican nomination. And then you have Trump and his people later after he is president-elect also meeting wanting more of the dirt. So this is how they're trying to spin a meeting after he got the nomination and after he was president-elect, as if he was trying to get them to manipulate the election with hacking in computers or getting into machines. All that's a fraud. When you hear them say the Russians hacked the election, you read the CIA report from this year, it never says any electronic hacking. It says RT had anti-Hillary stories. So again, that's their spin. Trump's son met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Clinton. Now this is breaking. We really should get Roger Stone on about it. See if he can pop in sometime in the next hour and those other guests are with us. Okay, let's continue now. Again, I already mentioned this good news, but I'm going to mention it one more time. Hillary Clinton's looking at leading the Democratic Party along with Nancy Pelosi. And that whole gimmick where they claim it's about empowering women. Total chicanery. Total dog and pony show. The Hill is reporting and others that the Democrats say Hillary will be the face of the 2018 bid of the Democrats to try to retake Congress. And good luck with that. The problem is they do have election fraud. And that's why Alaska is now the only state to submit the voter data to the Trump election panel that they have requested to simply be able to run the names versus names of illegals and people that are known to be dead. They've already gotten 10,000 names from the last election from Harvard, and running that statistical analysis and comparing it to other data rolls, it shows evidence of 5.7 million people who were illegal or dead who had their names used to vote. That's Harvard 2 weeks ago. We've already covered that ad nauseum, but it is simply incredible. Now, let me get to the Pope. This Pope is a Jesuit, a leftist, a globalist, who's firing all the conservative traditionalists. The Catholic Church at the top is unrecognizable from what its basic canons are in the Bible. It's simply put, incredible. You can type in, search it yourself. Pope Francis says talk of Europe's Christian roots makes him nauseous. Let in Muslims. We all worship the same God. Merge with Islam. Islam isn't compatible with Christianity. It never lets Christians operate in their countries unless it's small enclaves in Syria or Iran. And our government's trying to overthrow those. At least under Obama it was. So Pope Francis decries very dangerous alliance between U.S. and Russia. No, that's right. See, and I've told you, what's the new alliance? The U.S. and Russia, Christian countries, for free market against communist China, the EU, the Saudi Arabian Islamicist, and the Pope. That's the global axis of evil, collectivist combine, that wants carbon taxes, global government. It's allied with Hollywood, the big banks. That's the big dominant force against Russia that said no to going under globalism and teaching five-year-olds how to be trannies and everything else, and you know, exterminating the rest of their population with birth control. Russia is now more classically Christian than the Catholic Church has thought about in the last 100 years. It's Orthodox, of course. America's trying to come back with basic free market, basic non-self-destructiveness. And the Pope is panicking. The Pope is freaked out. And so the same Pope, the same EU, the same Saudi Arabia, all the same globalist interests are piled on trying to bring down the American recovery. Trump went right to Saudi Arabia and said, you cut it out or we're going to take you out. They've backed off. So the globalist alliance is starting to fall apart, and the mainstream media is falling apart. So their globalist alliance is on the skids. It's going over the edge. It's like a train over the side of a bridge. This is an amazing time to be alive. And then you've got the Pope allied with radical Islam, Orthodox Islam, and Linda Sarsour, given hundreds of millions of dollars by Soros to lead feminism in America with a hijab on her face, supporting sexual mutilation, supporting jihad, speaking at Hamas last week. She said, when we stand up against Trump, we stand up against those who oppress our communities. Allah accepts that as a form of jihad or holy war. Deport her. There's a big movement for this. Let's play a clip.
And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning.
All right, yeah, that's right. It was all the Islamicists who were actually for Hitler, ladies, so good luck. I mean, the entire Middle East was like 100% for Hitler, so in World War II, so good luck with that disinformation. But continuing, oh, she said, oh, are tyrants in the Middle East? She supports the overthrow of Assad. She supports the Arab Spring and putting radical jihadists in control, who George Soros funded. That's why he funds her. I mean, what a horrible, monstrous, pig-like tyrant. And now we've got more video coming up of her. She says we must not assimilate. Of course, you make us assimilate. You make us submit to Allah. You make us assimilate. You make us kneel. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. Second hour coming up.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies, and just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing.
Imagine the arrogance of George Soros, the Pope, all these groups ordering Europe's borders open, radicalizing Muslim groups, turning them loose all over the Arab Spring, having Facebook, Google, Twitter help overthrow secular governments that are supportive of the West, that had good economies, putting hundreds of thousands of women in slavery, killing over a million people the last 5 years, 6 years, and then funding women that support the Arab Spring, who are literally allowed out of their cages, like Linda Sarsour, wearing her hijab, to run around and be made the face of feminism in America, because it's anti-West, anti-American, just like the Atlantic Monthly said last week, because it'll help set the sun on white America and Christianity. It's embraced. But you don't see the maniac, mentally ill leftists going to the Middle East to imbibe in this. You don't see Linda Sarsour doing that. No, she comes here to henpeck and get in our face and make us submit to her. And USA Today says the hijab is the new face of Islam and the new face of feminism, and it's led by Linda Sarsour. So here she is saying going after Trump is a form of holy war or jihad. Here it is.
And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. We have to stay outraged. Do not criticize me when I say that we as a Muslim community in these United States of America have to be perpetually outraged every single day. When I wake up in the morning and I remember who's sitting in the White House, I am outraged.
That's right.
This is not.
You perpetually have a chip on your shoulder. You don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. You don't want to live in Yemen. You don't want to live in Sudan. You don't want to live in Iran. You don't want to live in 60-something other Muslim countries in Indonesia. You want to come here and bitch and complain when women aren't even allowed to go and speak in public in Muslim countries and can't drive cars, and most of them can't even show their faces, and they chop women's genitals off, and you support it because you're a disgusting pig that wants to come here with your evil Islamic supremacist mouth and try to run us into the ground and try to make us submit to your crap, and we're not doing it. The Alliance of Islam and the liberals is when I came out of the gates against Islam. I was against the wars to stir it up and put radicals in charge because I knew it was part of a clash of civilizations. But we failed to stop that. And now I will not be overrun by this. I will not submit to you. And it's not going to happen. And we've broken the back of political correctness. You're not intimidating us anymore. You're not making us submit anymore. We're going to exercise our free speech. Even if you come up to me and get in my face in restaurants, I love it. Now, here's another one. Linda Sarsour addressing the 54th annual ISENA convention. We must not assimilate. We know Muslims never assimilate. You make us assimilate. We got it. Thank you for being truthful, witch. Here is the witch.
You will be responsible for normalizing this administration. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other
That's right.
people in authority.
You want to bully everybody. We got it.
Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community.
Oh, your women are protected.
Top priority.
Yeah, speak about the sex slaves, Islam, all the stuff, the Arab Spring that Hillary funded, that you supported.
We are never to cower to the powers that be. We are never to give up any part of our identity. So
believe me, we know you won't. We know you won't cower to anybody. You're going to make us cower.
That's what we do. We build a new door and walk through our own door because we have that right in this country to also open opportunities.
Yep, and that's at a Hamas meeting, ladies and gentlemen. And we know you open doors up.
I want to say congratulations to ISNA on 54 years and inshallah.
So there you go, folks. It isn't going to happen, okay? It's a cult. They're coming for us. You have the House of Islam outside at the House of War. We are under attack. And yes, our criminal governments are letting them in, 80% military-aged men, to stage the terror attacks and then use that to take our rights. No! Deport her! Deport her!
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning.
We've got a full slate in the second hour. Then I'll be back with the weekday transmission. That's 4 hours long, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I guess that'd be 9 a.m. To 1 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 2 Montana or Mountain Time. Thank you for joining us. Mike Cernovich, who is already pretty much with the InfoWars team, doing a great job. Investigative journalist, tens of millions of video views a week, millions that tune into his transmissions. Joins us. He writes for Medium. He also wrote the book, Guerrilla Mindset. And he joins us to ride shotgun for the next 30 minutes. Roger Stone's going to pop in, too, next segment. He told me off record last year and again this year, he said the whole Russia thing is totally fake, all completely made up. But he said there were meetings early on with, I'm going to let him tell you. Because, you know, I hate having this info and then never being able to talk about it. Some of it's come out now so we can talk about it. But I've known the inside baseball from Stone and others all along, including some of the Secret Service we talked to. But the only time the Trumps talked to the Russians was to get information on the Clintons selling the country out. And the Russians never helped Trump get elected. The American people did. And we all know that. He's just had this big victory over in Germany, the ceasefire. I mean, it's amazing what's happening. The communist Pope is panicking. It's amazing. So that's coming up. And then Leo Zagami, who broke in Italy, journalist there, and then it was all over the mainstream news 3 days later, but we broke it last Monday, about the gay orgy and the raid and all the rest of it. I mean, this is just, you know, the deputy pope caught rounding up and procuring hundreds of little boys. I mean, this is, he's indicted, folks. So you see, the pedophile gate's coming down, and it's all the fact that Trump has green-lighted and other Western intelligence agencies are going after him. So we'll cover that. We'll cover Linda Sarsour, Democratic Party Palestinian leader, funded by Soros, the Democrats, saying jihad, do not assimilate, you know, make us submit to Islam, basically. I know Cernovich has been calling for her to be deported. Absolutely. She's not an American. She wants Sharia law. Let her go back to her lovely Middle East. Let her go back where she has to wear a full hood over her head and where women can't go to college. But she supports the Arab Spring. Yes, let's invade and take over non-radical countries that let women go to college where they don't have to wear beekeeper suits. But the first reason Mike Cernovich joins us is there have been globalist Washington Post hit pieces out on us and talking points, misrepresenting everything I say, everything I do. Lying about me. I never said there were kids on Mars and Mars bases. Never said it. Total lie. Saying that I said that I've talked to people at, you know, at labs that are part human, part pig. I never said that. Said I've talked to people at labs that where they have part human, part pig chimeras. That's in the Associated Press. But they take everything and twist it. It doesn't matter. They're known liars. But Cernovich is now being targeted by CFR people posing as journalists. And he's got the emails back and forth showing the anatomy of how these PR hit pieces masquerade as real news. So Mike Cernovich, medium.com, at Cernovich, joins us to break down these new developments. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, one thing a lot of people believe is that journalism is real. But what happened is that McMaster and all of his deep state cronies were triggered by my original reporting about the war in Syria, about the corruption, about their anti-America policy. So rather than complain to me and send me an email, they sent a journalist who works for one of these like Council on Foreign Relations style magazines or journals, whatever they call themselves. And she is now, you know, was trying to interrogate me. So I let her know what I thought about her.
And by the way, that's when all hell broke loose. And you told me you had Google sources. You then gave me the documents a week later. I then separately got documents from a White House source that they had a directive out with me at the top. I'm not bragging. In fact, I wish I wasn't there. You under me and others there to be targeted with disinfo and to be delisted off Google and to specifically lie about us because we exposed that McMaster was, and you had your sources, was trying to trick Trump into a larger ground war. And then when I talked to my high-level White House source, and then 3 days later, Trump came out and said word for word what my high-level source had said, that completely freaked him out because obviously they're recording that source, and they don't like that source, that high-level source talking to us.
That's exactly right. So this is what I told her. I go, what are you doing working as a public relations officer for these people? Why don't they come to me? Why are they coming through you? But this is going to be presented, this hit piece, to the public, which, by the way, they keep bringing up Hillary's health. What idiots.
Yeah, 60 Minutes did that with you. And Paley lost his job over that. You destroyed him so bad. Everybody knows she has horrible health problems.
Exactly. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. They also bring up the pedophilia stuff. And I said, well, Anthony Weiner is a child pornographer and he's going to prison.
Look at the Pope. His whole organization's getting caught with little kids.
Jacob Schwartz, a high-level de Blasio staffer, a regular guest on CNN, friends with Bobby Mook.
Lolita Express, Epstein, the Clintons.
Yeah, so there's so many pedophiles, so they try to be owned.
Clinton Foundation people caught smuggling hundreds of kids out, getting caught.
Yeah, the Haiti.
You can't swing a bat in the dark and not hit a big old pedophile devil worshiper when you get around these people.
Exactly. So they're such jokes, but I got tired of being nice to these people. Usually I don't answer, but what I told her is I said that you are not a real journalist. You are a mouthpiece for globalists. You are a mouthpiece for death and destruction. That's all you are. I let her know that you don't get to interrogate me. You are nothing. You are garbage. You are working for deep state and trying to murder people in the Middle East. You're trying to spread rape in Saudi Arabia, destroying the West. These people, I'm done being nice to them. They want to come at me confrontationally and act like reporters. They are nothing but the mouthpiece of devil worshipers, of pedophiles, of mass murderers, of the globalists.
And they are. The globalists are very weak. And they believe that they kidnap children, torture them, do bad things to make themselves stronger. It's like an episode 3 of Star Wars. And again, I'm not saying that's real, folks. I'm saying it's an allegory. The writers in Hollywood are telling you. Lucas said that movie is about DC and what DC is really like. Lucas gave an interview to Variety at Cannes, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, when episode 3 came out. It's one of the only, you know, good new films. And in it, good new Star Wars, he says, Palpatine says, you're not really evil yet. You know, Darth Vader doesn't have like yellow eyes yet. He goes, go to the Jedi Center and kill hundreds of children. Then you'll be strong in the dark side. And he doesn't become Darth Vader till he goes and kills hundreds of children. And so that's what they're saying. They do these horrible things to destroy any humanity they had and to let these dark forces come in and possess them. Now, whether you believe that or not, these are rites of passage. Just like gang members say, go mug an old lady. The rite of passage is to first kidnap and rape children and then later kill them, just like that top banker just came out in Europe and said.
Yeah, this is who we're dealing with. This is what we're up against. And who goes to journalism school then to become nothing but a spokesperson for pedophiles? What is wrong with them? Are they sociopaths or are they just trying to get a paycheck? I don't really know, but it is disturbing to know that most of what you read was put there by a pedophile and that reporters aren't doing real journalism. All they are serving as PR agents for the globalist pedophiles.
And I love how you don't even give many, you know, who their names are, who they are. They may not even know who they're working for, but most people in the system now know we're right. They now know the truth. They're just scared to speak out. That's why we're secretly, as you said, so much more popular. And the reason I mention that is I had a guy, actually two guys, come over and off and on confront me at a steakhouse with my wife Friday night. And they would laugh at me and say, everyone hates you. You're a failure, to make me feel like a failure. And I said, you're doing that to make me feel like a failure. I said, I love this. I was actually tired and my wife was mad at me because I wasn't talking because I was exhausted. And now I have all this energy. Thank you for making my night better. This adrenaline rush, I'll be able to watch a movie when I get home now that she wants me to watch. And he couldn't believe it. He said, oh no, shake my hand. I said, no, I'm not going to shake your hand, coward. I don't live in peer pressure like you do. Don't they understand we're dominating? Don't they understand they're the weak-minded people that want to be with the failing system?
Well, that's what's the beauty part of it is that they're sent out to hit on us and do these nasty hit jobs on us. All it does is validates the work, because there would be no reason to come after me right now if I weren't the leading national security reporter.
I'm going to keep you with me, and we've got popping in. We've got Roger Stone with this big Trump Jr. news. He told me this like 6-7 months ago, and then 3 months ago.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
All right, he's just with us for one segment. Roger Stone will be back with us tomorrow. Roger tells me so much amazing stuff. He likes to play down his level of knowledge. It's second to none, other than maybe the president. And he told me all this stuff. Now, some of it's not exactly what he told me, but just about the fact that there's no Russian collusion, all complete bull. It's come out now. He's getting ready to testify to Congress here in just a week and a half or so, finally. And the whole thing's unraveled. The Clintons have been caught knee-deep in it. We now know they wouldn't let him into their servers. The FBI and Homeland Security wanted in. They wouldn't let him in because they were colluding with the Russians, the Chinese, and others. So Trump's son met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Clinton. So I don't know how much Roger wants to tell folks. I can just tell you Roger Stone can either confirm or deny how accurate this is. But again, Roger Stone joins us right now. Drudge asked the question, were the Russians setting him up? Regardless, it's not collusion. It's not them helping, you know, with computers hack in, as they said. I mean, if Hillary's committed crimes with the Russians, God bless Donald Trump Jr. for trying to find out about the espionage. I mean, is that not correct, Roger?
I think that's exactly right, Alex. I mean, in this case, he would be it would be malpractice in the service of his father not to explore the facts here. Look, Don Jr. is a very bright, very ardent supporter of his father's agenda, a very articulate defender of his father on numerous issues. He sees through the fake news and tweets about it often. He is a patriot like we are. I'm a big fan of Don Jr., and he has the greatest hair since, you know, Eddie on the Munsters, I think. But, I mean, the guy's just got the most perfect hair I've ever seen. In any event, I said here on InfoWars a couple days ago that there would be a new focus on the Trump children. That means that the NSA and their allies in the mainstream media who have been attempting to find some Russian collusion. We now know the story in a nutshell. A woman lawyer, approaches the Trump organization, or the Trumps, saying that she has damaging information. A subcommittee of others in the campaign are assigned to meet with her. They conclude she has nothing, and there is no story. How does this constitute collusion? This is like taking a gnat and trying to make it significant.
Meanwhile, the Democrats were all doing opposition research and ginning up fake dossiers, meeting with Russians, you name it as well. I mean, this claim that, oh, look, Sessions met with the Russians is dirty. That's playing on public interest and public ignorance, but it's not working anymore. So you did predict 2.5 months ago they'd say he's mentally ill, Alzheimer's. That started happening about a month later. You did say last Wednesday on the show that they would next go after his children. I know you can't give up sources, but man, Roger, not to kiss your butt, but it's true. You are uncanny how dead on you are. That's why I hate the media when they say you're this liar and this disinfo artist. I've never seen anything but uncanny accuracy from you. I want you to comment on that, and I want to bring in Cernovich for a question.
So thank you, Alex. Look, I recognize right now that the whole argument of collusion by the Russians to assist Donald Trump, it's worse than a fairy tale. You know what it is? It's a dirty trick. How would I know? Well, they say that I'm the dirty trickster. Well, it takes one to know one. In this case, I just ask you to examine the facts. It's a narrative invented by John Podesta, furthered by his allies in the mainstream
to cover media, what they were guilty of.
Picked up and run through the mill by their neocon allies at state and defense and throughout the U.S. war machine. They have still, to this moment, other than General Flynn taking a gratuity from Russian TV, which I don't believe is illegal, it's just stupid, they don't have anything that constitutes collusion by
exactly. So what comes next now that you agreed last week? Trump has turned the corner, did a great job in Germany, got a great ceasefire, has got Russia coming in against North Korea. I mean, I've never seen such diplomacy, but I guess it's just the realness of Trump. He's getting such action from China, you name it. It seems like they're panicking. I mean, am I wrong that Trump is really hitting his stride right now? I want to come back to you briefly in a moment, but Mike Cernovich, your observations, any questions for Stone?
Well, you know, I think it's important for all of us to show Don Jr. our support, because we all know what it's like to be mercilessly slandered by the media. So, you know, everybody listening, I think it's very important to
respond. That's right. It's his turn in the BS attack machine. He's being pilloried right now up in the stocks. So we've got to support him right now.
Exactly. That's the number one thing we can do right now. So what happened is, and you know, Roger can talk more about this. Don Jr. has the number one Twitter account. Number one Twitter account, bar none, and the media knows that, and they're terrified.
That's right. He's really used it like nobody else, Roger. Why do they hate Don Jr. so much? Because he's one of the only allies up there?
Well, first of all, Don Jr., as you know, Alex, is a sportsman. He is an avid hunter. He is a very strong advocate of the Second Amendment. He is very skeptical of a number of the neocon phonies who have attached themselves to the USS Trump. I believe he's a real patriot. I have huge respect for Donnie Jr.
Would you say he's even a bigger player now for saving the Republic than even a Bannon?
Well, when you're the president's family, Alex, I think you're in a separate category, and I think that's very important to recognize. And I think he, you know, but based on even his own early career, he's an accomplished young man who is doing what he think is right for the country and for his father's presidency.
And he's not afraid of these bullies. So how do they strike back now that we're really starting to win with TPP and the carbon tax and the economy starting to come back and exuberance? The left is bullying. They're calling for violence. They're crazier than ever. What are they going to do next, Roger Stone?
Well, I think there's going to be a continued focus on Don Jr., maybe even Eric or Ivanka. This is something I predicted. We're just at the very beginning of a new cycle. But just as the media and the political cognoscenti went crazy when they learned that Jared Kushner had opened a back channel to the Russians after the election, at the time that his father-in-law was the president-elect and he was authorized as staff, not recognizing historical precedent of White House staff members having such back channel conversations, Kissinger and China for example.
Sure, Kennedy, I mean, all the rest of it. So they're going to try to make normal presidential behavior look dirty, look bad, every move look like a failure, but it's not working anymore. I mean, do you agree that CNN and others are in full implode?
There's no question. But now, Alex, in my view, the president has the opportunity to finish them off. Make no mistake about it, if because the turning of the ship is slow, and that people don't get the immediate reforms that many, probably had too high.
Sure. But he's delivering. StoneColdTruth.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. More with Cernovich and Leo Zagami from Rome with big breaking news straight ahead on the Pope pedophile.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson, InfoWars.com editor, just tweeted out a story that I've got to cover tomorrow. We don't have time right now with big breaking Vatican news from the whistleblower, investigative journalist who has been jailed, arrested, harassed, written on five or six best-selling books. Just everything he said's come true. Leo Zagami. Joining us, riding shotgun, investigative journalist Mike Cernovich. But look at this disinfo. An eclectic and international mix of demonstrators peacefully flooded the streets of Hamburg as G20 wraps up. I mean, this is like the most unintentional comedy. CNN is so fake in real time. I mean, we've got videos, hours of it, of 100,000 plus people burning police cars, burning buildings, burning shops, looting, beating people over the head with clubs. And look at CNN. But what's crazy is CNN and the Washington Post are the fakest news out there. If you're a TV viewer, this is just incredible. Look at even other mainstream won't stoop that low. Now, look at CNN right next to this, right next to Bloomberg. Right next to Bloomberg, if you're a TV viewer. Merkel defends decision to host G20 in Hamburg after rioting. But CNN is saying it was the totally peaceful and loving. I mean, all Soros-funded, all violent. Boom. Germans angry over orgy of violence at Merkel pre-election G20. Reuters. Reuters is real. Look, Reuters. Reuters, orgy of violence. Orgy of violence. Water cannons and burned out cars. Violent riots continue in Hamburg after G20 summit. RT. So RT got it right. Bloomberg got it right. Reuters got it right. Infowars.com got it right. DrudgeReport.com got it right. Everybody else got it right. Breitbart.com got it right. Everybody else got it right. You got it right watching live feeds yourself. But CNN says it was all peaceful and loving. It's like they're trying to destroy themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a clip in a moment of Leo Zagami on with us Monday. A week before, when no one had reported it, he broke it. Then it was in Italian news. Then it was in RT. Then it was here the next day. Nowhere else but InfoWars forcing it out on Wednesday, the gay orgy, where it happened, who was involved. He's got more to break in a moment. But Mike Cernovich, riding shotgun. I have people asking me and my family, smart folks, they say it's like CNN's trying to destroy themselves. And I go, no. You ever been around a mentally ill person that's megalomaniacal or delusional? They think they're invincible. It's this, they are like the millennial generation on average, where they just are. They do not get it, man. They have no ratings. Everyone hates them. What is going on, Cernovich? They said no violence at the G20. It was totally loving. What planet are they on? Mike Cernovich, let's fade them up. Go ahead.
Yeah, they definitely, they're drunk with power. It's hubris. They believe, because nobody's ever pushed back against them or nobody's ever called them out. As we know, the New York Times and the Washington Post won't call out CNN for being fake news. They'll only go after you and me and nitpick every little thing we say or do. So they got used to it. What they're doing is a rational response to the way they've conducted themselves for decades. They got away with it for so long. They think, well, why not keep doing it?
I agree. I want to invite you back up tomorrow, and I want to invite Leo Zagami on for like an hour soon so he can take calls because he's the expert. Let's play a clip of him last Monday, and again, the week before, he broke it like the day it happened. He forced it out, and I'm not trying to kiss his butt, but that's why independent journalists are so important now, like InfoWars, like Cernovich, like Zagami, leozagami.com, because it forces the MSM to cover it. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Zagami breaking the gay orgy news.
Well, it's happening, and it's happening clearly in front of the whole world with George Pell, but it's also an internal conflict. A few days before George Pell got booted out of the Vatican, we had basically the police breaking inside the palace of the Holy Office, the ex-Inquisition, now known as the Congregation for the Matters of Faith, basically the headquarters of the most holy office in the Vatican. The police broke in and found a gay orgy, and they were using cocaine, and they basically had to arrest the secretary of a very prominent cardinal who himself was waging war against Cardinal Pell. So there is also an internal war here. And of course, nobody wanted to show the face of this priest, but I wanted to show it to your viewers. It's called Monsignor Luigi Capozzi, and only very few media, I think only RT probably just mentioned the name of Capozzi's boss, this cardinal.
That's good. And he goes on to say, it's all happening because Trump and other people have green-lighted going after him, record arrest. Leo Zagami, I know it's like 1 in the morning or later there in Rome time. Thank you for joining us. Please recap, since you were on a week ago, what's happened. I know you have some new developments as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, yes, we managed to break through into the traditional media with our scoop. I mean, they didn't want to tell the name of the people involved. They were kind of covering everything up with a little article that came out on an Italian newspaper at the end of June. But nobody was mentioning neither Luigi Capozzi, neither the Cardinal Cocco Palmiero, who is behind Luigi Capozzi and the gay orgy. So now, instead, 1 week later, finally, after the international media has really taken the story, after we broke it for everybody, Alex, because the story was completely new for everybody in the English world, and now in Italy they are finally saying, putting this whole situation in a different context by detailing the names of the people involved, and it's been an unseen scoop that I didn't see really coming, but once we got it going, they are really they're forcing themselves to say where Luigi Capozzi has ended, because he was in a monastery. You remember I told you he was sent in a monastery. Now apparently he's being sent at the Policlinico Gemelli, which is actually the hospital where I was born, near the Vatican, and in the Policlinico Gemelli he is going through a rehabilitation because he's a complete cocaine addict. So they had to take him off from the monastery and put him back into the hospital.
Head priest involved in all this is basically in drug rehab right now. Leo Zagami breaking this. And Leo, again, this is how they control people. What are the latest developments? Because that was a footnote when you were on. You were mainly talking about the Pope's deputy being indicted for rounding up and raping hundreds of boys and, I guess, procuring them. What's the latest on that? And Mike Cernovich, jump in any time.
Well, the latest on Pope Francis is even more interesting because he has given this exclusive interview to Eugenio Scalfari, who is this traditional fake news Italian founder of this big newspaper called La Repubblica. And he gave him this interview right in the middle of this gay orgy scandal. He suddenly calls in this journalist and he doesn't mention the scandal whatsoever. He only mentions the G20, the fear he has of America, of Russia, and he wants to just promote...
That was my next question. Why is the Pope, the false Pope, so scared of the Russia-U.S. alliance? Because my intel, folks, we told them 6 months ago, it's the Christian world linking up, trying to save Europe. The Pope as allied with Islam is what my intel is. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I have mentioned this also in my latest book, Volume 3 of My Confessions. The fact that now Putin and Trump are starting to find finally common ground by meeting each other without intermediaries or without a phone, this is a great thing, and I think will lead to great things to come. In fact, out of the G20, nothing else came out. Apart from Trump and Putin and their deals, the rest was a complete failure. And even Macron was running for having the photo next to Trump. And of course, Putin was center stage, and Turkey is now siding more than ever with Putin, with Trump, against what are these failing mondialists, these liberals, these people like the Clinton Foundation that is closing down, and all these other people from the liberal media, and George Soros, of course.
All right, Leo Zagami, stay there. One more segment with you and Mike Cernovich. Riveting. I'm going to let Mike ask some of the questions. He always has great angles. When we come back with Leo Zagami, the investigative reporter, written 5-6 books about the Vatican, predicted that Pope Francis would be the next pope like 4 years before he was. Amazing. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Final segment of this Sunday transmission. We're every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Got this liner coming up, so let's let it speak for itself. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does the InfoWar.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Trump says it's time to move forward in working constructively, this is quotes, with Russia. We negotiate a ceasefire in parts of Syria, which will save lives, and creating a joint cyber command to watch each other and make sure there's no hacking on either side, which would actually end the cyber war that's been going on for decades. So true Nobel Prize type behavior. Other stories up on InfoWars.com. Kim Jong-un warns Donald Trump he's pushing North Korea to the brink of war while North Korea threatens war. And we have Trump versus fake news. Great CNN meme war goes viral. We posted another 20 or so of the most powerful memes that have come in the last day. It's over 6,000 that have come in for the $20,000 contest we're going to announce. We're going to stop the contest on Wednesday. It'll take a few days to post these memes, the best ones, and then have the prize go out as part of that $200,000 that we're having in prizes of different numbers. Going out, we've had a lot of people winning to expose CNN as terrorist, mainstream media as evil, as fake news. Look, it's a wide open contest. You get on mainstream media peacefully, lawfully, expose them as fake, you're going to win $1,000 for just saying InfoWars.com or showing InfoWars.com and CNN as fake news. Or I'll say ABC is fake news, whatever, it's wide open now. I'm the judge, but I've made Watson the judge of this contest. Mike Cernovich is our guest, Leo Zagami, very nice to pop in briefly so late at night. Want to invite him back on very, very soon. Please support the broadcast, folks. We're listener supported. Free shipping the month of July on water filters, high-quality products, supplements, DNA Forces back in stock, 20% off. We've got great fungal systems like the MycoZX that doesn't just go after the bad bacteria, but goes after the yeast, the mold, the fungus. That's back in stock after being sold out for almost 5 months. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And that's how we can finance this war against the globalists. Cernovich, I know you've got a few questions. You've been on target exposing the pedophile rings, but Zagami has really been on target. I'm sure you've got some questions for him. I mean, how big is it that the Pope's deputy pope indicted for reportedly raping hundreds of children, trafficking in them, everything our intel had told us. Zagami says that it's Trump behind this. What do you make of that? What are your questions for Zagami?
Yeah, I was wondering, at the Clinton Foundation, were they getting any children from Haiti? Is there perhaps a Clinton Global Initiative Haiti connection to these pedophile rings going on right now?
There is, of course, connections with all the various ONGs, the various groups that, of course, portray themselves as the saviors every time, but they are just a network that is constructed of intelligence services and governments, and, of course, the pedophile elite take advantage of all this and uses it as its own network to take in more and more young children. And this happens every day, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of the NGOs are just a front office for a front for pedophile networks. In fact, there was a cable that was, you know, leaked by WikiLeaks, which is that during the Haitian earthquake, a lot of so-called charity groups went down there, and they were actually just front groups of pedophiles.
Well, of course, NGOs then, in particular the ones that are connected to the Clinton Foundation, are connected also to the Catholic world. Let's not forget that the Clinton Foundation works very closely with the Jesuits, like in the case of Turkey. Why we see Erdogan so close to Putin and Trump these days? Because he suffered a coup by Fethullah Gulen, who himself made a book with a preface by one of the Jesuit leaders, Thomas Michel. And Thomas Michel was actually in Turkey for 2 years before the attempted coup to service this coup people.
Sure, I know this. You talk about Gulen, nobody comes after you like they do. I mean, they are something else.
They are something else, for sure. But as you know, I know them for many, many years. Unfortunately, I was involved with them many years ago, so I have some inside intel on them, and I'm not afraid of them. But of course, I will not go back to Turkey knowing that they are around.
Leo Zagami, amazing. I've been asking the question, so has Cernovich, but you're a real investigative journalist. I thought you were nuts when I first learned about you 10 years ago. It's all come true. I've read several of your books. Amazing. I've known you've been on target at least 3 years. What are other shoes about to drop? What's other news in Italy or other areas we don't know about? What other top Catholic cardinals are running pedophile rings from your research? Because now, at this point, they're all suspect. Most of them have been caught. We know it's a pedophile network.
Well, the biggest news of the last couple of days has been this interview that Pope Francis gave to Scalfe, because he mentioned in this interview that he wants to destroy any national sovereignty in favor of a federal government, centralized government in Europe. And this is really getting people mad in Italy. So my friends from Scenari Economici, which is a very popular website, have started a poll until Tuesday asking what they think of Pope's involvement in politics, which is now outspoken and unprecedented.
That's right. And if we have new listeners here, I'm not anti-Catholic. Catholic's done a lot of great things. And of course, you're Catholic, a Christian Catholic, and you work to keep it Christian. But if you look at it, I mean, the Pope this year said it makes him sick to hear about Europe being Christian. He wants to bring in Muslims. He doesn't let them into the Vatican, but he wants everybody else to come and take over. It's totally insane. And then now he is covering up for pedophiles, firing all the conservatives that have been fighting it. As all this comes out, he says that Trump is bad. He says that Russia and the U.S. shouldn't work together. He says an EU army should take over countries. For those that don't know, the interview's all over the news. He says, again, that Trump is dangerous, Putin is dangerous. I mean, this guy is so evil. Who wouldn't want peace? So who really controls him, Leo Zagami? And then I want to get Cernovich's take on that, because it's such a big deal to have this guy go 100% against Catholic Christian doctrine. And then how long can he go? How far can he go? Because as you know, Italy voted months ago to not expand EU control. The EU wanted to put an EU army inside Italy. So as you said, Italy is waking up.
It's the crazy thing is that Italian politicians in the last few days, even the left-wing politicians, says we can't take any more immigrants, any more refugees. So the Pope is going even against the people who have been always connected to him, like the left-wing politicians, like the Renzi, the Gentiloni, the prime minister we have now. So, I mean, this has shocked everybody. The fact that the Pope has tweeted on the 8th of July, which is also a very particular date, because 4 years ago, in July 2013, he went to Lampedusa, which is the closest island to Africa that Italy has, and he made this mass, which was basically the kickstart for the invasion, which is, of course, programmed together with George Soros and his ONG.
And Soros pays for the boats that go 90 miles off, grab them. Exactly. This whole thing's greased to bring down Europe, to bring in incompatible Muslims, to then take the free speech. But finally, Bill Gates comes out, as you know, Thursday and says, okay, Europe's falling. Even Bill Gates, who's a big globalist, is saying, but it's not that he's against it. He says, Europe's so mad, you're about to lose full control. Even he's telling the globalists they need to back off. What do you make of that, Leo Zagami?
I think that Bill Gates is a person who is realistic. He knows that if it continues like this, within a very short period of time, we will start with civil unrest. is already happening in big cities in Italy. In the last few days, we had a refugee attacking a person on a train, a driver on a train, a conductor of a train, and actually biting him like a cannibal. We had people going around with machetes.
Don't know that North Africa and the Middle East, the people that are coming in, at least, it's literally like Road Warrior. It is literally women in slave cages. I mean, beyond anything we've ever imagined. Let's get some final statements from investigative journalist and questions or comments for Leo Zagami from, of course, Mike Cernovich, who will be joining us tomorrow. He's launching. He's got a lot of big films like The Red Pill he helped produce with a Kickstarter. He's got a big one about Hoaxed, exposing mainstream media. We'll talk about that more, but other points, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. I would wonder about the death threats. Does Mr. Zagami find that the media in Italy goes after him and lies about him just like the fake news media lies about us?
My friend, if I start telling you what kind of persecution I had in Italy, the police breaking my door at 8 o'clock in the morning, the carabinieri, because usually I get along with the police, but the carabinieri, who are a particular branch of the military police, broke into my door at 8 o'clock in the morning. They locked me up. They did things which I don't even want to start talking about because it's incredible. Everybody in Italy knows that they have censored me, and the moment I mentioned on national TV, on Rai Uno, the name of Giorgio Napolitano, who is the ex-president, but who is still in charge in power, and at that time he was still in power, I got persecuted in the matter of minutes.
And for folks that don't know, they took you to a mental institution and tortured you, but it came out on the news and you've been vindicated.
Before that, 10 minutes after the interview was finished, because it was a live interview conducted in a square, I had a knife at my back. So...
Well, stay there. You're hard to get a hold of. I want to set you up for the next few days to come on and take questions. Leo, thank you. Thank you, Mike Cernovich. Thank you, audience. Thank you, crew. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. We're starting to win, folks.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.